Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
The Ricky Smalley Morning Show, the most funny in the morning.
Just another day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Ladies and gentlemen, the senior pastor of Friendship West Missionary Baptist Church, Dallas, Texas, Pastor Frederick Douglass Haynes. Pastor Haynes, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ricky Smalley, bro. You know I love you. Always good to join you for the praise break. And listen, we might as well start it off with every praise. Of course, every praise reminds all of us that every now and then we better take a praise break or we may well break down. You see, life will break you down with all of its stress and mess, its pressure and problems. And before you know it, you'll be ready to give up and break down. But here is what we do during the Ricky Smalley Morning Show. We take a praise break so that we won't break down. Praise has a way of energizing you. Praise has a way of resetting your attitude, and when you reset your attitude, it resets your personal atmosphere. And so today we do it with every praise. Listen, every praise reminds us that God is a healer. God is a deliverer. Every praise reminds us that God comes through when we are going through. And so whatever you're going through, recognize, give God praise for being a healer when your heart is broken, a healer when your body is suffering, a healer when your relationships are down. Listen, God is a healer from all past trauma and drama. God is a healer, and God will heal you from the inside out, giving you peace of mind and joy divine. God is a healer, but also we praise God because God is a deliverer. Isn't that good to know that when you're going through stuff like Chuck in a situation you can't handle yourself, if it's too much for you, it's tailor-made for God, and God will deliver you. God will set you free. First, God will free you in your situation so that you can have the strength to receive deliverance from your situation. And so with that being the case, every praise is due our God. Go ahead, have yourself a blessed day. But I want to tell you, every now and then, take a praise break so that you won't break down.
There it is, Pastor Haynes, man, the senior pastor of Friendship West Missionary Baptist Church. Let's get into this music. Love you, Pastor Haynes.
Yes, sir. Love you, Ricky. Have a great
day. Yes, sir. You too. Let's go.
News headlines, entertainment, sports. It's the front page on the Ricky Smalley Morning Show.
Front page right here. Maria, good morning.
Good morning, RSMS family. Here's what's happening in news. Well, they tried to fight it down south, but it didn't work out. 250 spring breakers were arrested between March 1st and March 16th in Miami Beach, despite a midnight curfew. Last year, the area saw 500 arrests and the seizure of 105 guns. Governor Ron DeSantis dispatched 140 state troopers and drones to deal with the crowds. In other news, former President Donald Trump can't find an insurance company to underwrite his $464 million bond to cover the judgment against him in the New York Attorney General's civil fraud case. Trump's attorney said he has approached 30 underwriters to back the bond to no avail. Now, this amount is due by the end of the month. Trump is appealing the ruling, but in order to stop the state from enforcing the judgment, he has to post his $464 million. So what do you think is going to happen if he doesn't come up with the money?
He needs to call WeFixMoney.com. That's WeFixMoney.com.
All right. Well, that's a miracle right there. They do great work also. Yeah. Lastly, a new exercise pill could potentially replace some, not all, of the benefits of working out. So we've heard of Ozempic. Now they got one that can mimic exercise. Scientists from the Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis spent 10 years creating new compounds that seem to be able to mimic the physical benefits of a workout, at least in rodent cells. Haven't tried it on humans yet, and they are working for ingredients for a future supplement.
Wow.
I'm Maria Moore, and those are a few of today's news stories. For updates and more headlines, visit RickySmalleyMorningShow.com. Rock T, what's going on in sports?
As we mentioned, man, March Madness is on its way. The brackets are open. The challenge is officially on. Can you pick better than Rock Teasy, the sports genius. Yes, indeedy. We got the men and the women's brackets. All you got to do is follow my Instagram page at Rock T Holla, and let's get it popping. My bracket will be up tomorrow. Don't be surprised if more people are watching the women's tournament over the men's tournament this year. I'm just saying. Rick, Alabama, new head football coach, Kalen DeBoer, just got paid, man. $10.8 million per year. He's the fourth highest paid in college football right now. Signed an 8-year deal. 90% of that money guaranteed. So take that to the bank, dog. Former Chicago Bear quarterback Justin Fields traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Everybody like went nuts. Oh. Like, wait a minute. They just signed Russell Wilson. Why they gonna put, why Justin going over there? Well, Justin Fields is gonna back up Russell Wilson. As of right now, there could be a quarterback controversy brewing later on down the road, but as of right now, it's going to be Russell Wilson as a starting quarterback, and then Justin Fields will be the backup. And if you didn't know, Pittsburgh also traded last year's quarterback Kenny Pickett to the Philadelphia Eagles. So, a lot going on in Pittsburgh. Mike Tomlin is the man. I'm pretty sure he's going to work this puzzle out. That's my quick sports report. Brad got the hot spot coming up next. What you going to be talking about?
Ozempic. Oprah defends Ozempic. Coming up next on the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
The Hot Spot.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
So hot and
damn, that's hot.
You can catch me at the Hot Spot.
It's the B-R-A-T.
All right, Ricky Smiley Morning Show. It's time for the Hot Spot. What up, Brett?
What up, Ricky? Good morning, everybody. I'm your girl, Brad Tat Tat, and this is The Hot Spot, where we bring you music, movies, and more. So let's get off into it. Well, y'all, New Edition has extended their Las Vegas residency for a third time. The next run of their residency at the Encore Theater at Wynn Las Vegas kicks off on July 3rd and will go for 6 months before it returns this fall on October 30th, November 1st, and November 2nd. Tickets are currently on sale at Ticketmaster.com. If you haven't seen the New Edition show, they give one of the best shows that you would want to see. As far as the group goes, they do a great job. They all perform. They do all their solo hits, and it's great and entertaining, and you will be singing all the songs from top to bottom.
And they be dancing hard, too.
Ooh, they be dancing hard. They go from Candy Girl to Telephone Man to Can You Stand the Rain to, you know, My Prerogative, Bobby Dance. They be getting down. It's really a great show if you haven't seen it. All right, y'all, moving on. Oprah Winfrey defended her Ozempic use just days after she stepped down from her role as a Weight Watchers ambassador after she admitted she took the weight loss drug. Winfrey has been showing off her trim waistline in recent months after she lost more than 40 pounds with the help of the weight loss drug, which she plugged last night in a special titled An Oprah Special, Shame, Blame, and the Weight Loss Revolution. Oprah said, for 25 years, making fun of my weight was national sport, and that over the years, she had lost some weight and put some weight back on. But since starting to take the medication, she had stopped obsessing about food. She is absolutely done with dealing with shaming from other people, adding that she wants viewers to take away positive thoughts from the documentary. Did anybody catch it?
I didn't realize it was on. I'm sure going to look for it. So she did say she was on Ozempic?
I didn't see it.
That's something.
It sure is, honey. For Oprah, I mean, I'm surprised she couldn't even create Ozempic with all the money she had.
Or create something like it.
Yeah.
She probably just didn't want to, but it's good that she's talking about it now.
Yes.
Because she, I mean, somebody was going to tell it probably.
Yeah.
You know, but she looks amazing.
She does.
Yeah, she's like 70?
Yeah, she looks really, really good. Wow,
she can get it.
Awesome.
Right,
so
Ricky.
Stupid. Oh, my goodness.
Make me a millionaire, Oprah.
What you say? Sing
Make
one more
me
time.
A millionaire, Oprah.
That part.
All right, y'all. We gonna wrap up the hot spot. One more time, Ricky.
Oprah making a.
What up, Maria?
What up, Ricky? Good morning. So this is a touchy topic for many of us because on this morning show, there are many parents with adult children. A new survey found that 47% of American parents are still supporting an adult child. The report also notes that the likelihood of a young adult moving out has also decreased. Millennials and Gen Zers earn less than their parents did at the same age when you adjust for inflation. They also carry more student loan debt. The survey also found that parents are giving more to their children than they contribute to their savings account. But parents who took the poll say that they are just trying to make sure their kids are not struggling to make ends meet. Now, a new poll asked if parents plan on making their kids move before they were financially confident. And over 65% of the parents said their kids could stay with them until they are ready to move out. The question that comes into play is, are you helping or actually hindering them from going through that survival phase of life where you have to figure it out?
Yeah, that, I mean, you know, have your adult kids stay with you as long as they responsible. You know, give me your money, let me save it for you. Like I stayed with my grandparents at one point in my 20s. And I gave my grandma my paycheck, and she took my money and put it up. And when it came time for me to get an apartment, my first apartment, and buy me a little car, which I only paid like $400 for the car, the little Toyota Corolla. My grandmama went up in the china cabinet and pulled out a big wad of cash. But she been saving my money. I worked hard. I was working at Office Furniture and Showbiz Pizza. And my grandma saved my money. I was able to get on my feet, you know, having some responsibility and getting up, doing something, not laying up in the house because my granddaddy did not allow it. As long as they are responsible, your older kids make great roommates if they do what they're supposed to do.
I agree.
Absolutely.
You know, you're not, and you ain't finna bring your little boyfriend or girlfriend over here to spend the night either. I don't play that. You don't sleep in my house.
Yeah.
No, Nick. Ooh, excuse me.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. It's called having skin in the game, man. You know what I'm saying? And if you got a plan, you got something you want. And if you don't have a plan yet, but you got to do something. You got to figure out, we'll help you and we'll be a support as long as you got something going on. You can't just sit up in here and eat potato chips and watch TV all day and be on your phone doing nothing.
That's the rule in my house, and it shuts down at a certain time. Everything shuts down. Ain't no stand up till 2 and 3 Quiet. O'clock watching TV and it's disrupting my sleep.
And ain't nobody finna tell you to take the garbage out. If you see the garbage can is full, take the garbage can out. I don't have to tell you to take the garbage out. I'm not finna tell you to wash the dishes. I buy the groceries. I cook the food. When I wake up in the morning, I want my counters wiped down good with some Windex in the kitchen clean. I should not have to tell you.
Another thing, I deal with our kids, they got to buy laundry detergent, anything for the house, laundry detergent, paper towels, food.
Help. That's teaching them responsibility. That's right. Those are things that they're going to have to do when they go out on their. I just don't believe in throwing a child out just because they've reached a certain age.
Right.
Like, I want them to be ready and to know what to do with their money. And they can learn that lesson while they're adults and still living at home.
And in certain cities where the cost of living is high, a kid, like, you literally have to make $70,000 a year to have an apartment in a city like Atlanta. Yep.
Yeah, sit down and come up with a plan. And let's see, you know, like my son is in grad school right now. What's the plan? Okay, I can help with this right here. If you can handle this right here. He's like, yes, sir. Well, you just worry about school. You know, I got two kids in grad school. And, you know, one is on the way to grad school. But trying to figure out how to help them out a little bit while they have their own space. Because one of them got a big hair-shedding-ass dog. And I just absolutely cannot have dog hair all over my house. But, you know, each one is different. But if I had to choose a roommate, I would definitely choose my oldest daughter, because when I tell you she can decorate and make a house a home and make some she don't even eat macaroni and cheese, but know how to make it to perfection and know how to clean up a kitchen like no other. And that's the essence, Gary.
Yeah, I figured that. Well, let me tell you something, Ricky. Might as well start throwing rocks at me, honey. I beg to differ. I moved away from home at 17. My mama done complained enough, but I'll be glad when you get out of this house and stuff, whatever. Y'all need to get out, So, honey, when I graduated from high school, I took a semester in college, and I moved away. I moved to Houston, and I had to start my little life, honey, on my own. Now, my parents, you know, helped me, you know, a little bit from afar, but I used to go home every weekend and wash my clothes there and what have you. But, honey, I moved away at 17.
See, your daddy has you on the football team, and then you got out on your own and went to start putting on tight pants.
That's right. I moved to Houston.
McDonald's is not new to chicken, so maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken, they're true to chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truth. Black Stories, Black Truth is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. And let me tell you, these episodes speak to the Black experience. Recently, I was able to check out an episode called The Woman Behind the Montgomery Bus Boycott. Now, you know I'm from Birmingham, Alabama, so I'm always intrigued with historical events that have happened in my state. As I listened to this podcast and the voices, I felt the pain that these women went through as they told their stories. Lightweight made me angry, but it's history and these women lived it for us. One thing that I really enjoyed is that the episodes are not too long, and they give you just what you need. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Fellas, cut your toenails. You trying to be sexy with a bitch and then cut a foot. Fellas, stop putting that Beijing in your head like these young girls can't tell you this. Ain't y'all tired of these old motherfuckers trying to trick y'all? I went to see Genuine. By the time he got the pony, I seen some black dripping right here. By the time he got to the end of the concert, he did a 360 and three Dita stripes right here on his forehead. It was, my whole life has changed since you've been in. The hairline didn't change too since we've been up here. I like
that. Mike Epps.
Hold it.
He's half man, half woman.
It's Gary.
I want to hip you to the T.
It's Gary, baby.
Gary has the tea and the color of the day. Bishop Hayes, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, America. Good morning to you. It's Tuesday, a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and here's what's happening in celebrity news. We talked about it yesterday, honey. NeNe going in on the beautiful Portia Williams, honey. They were both friends once upon a time. Now they're saying, y'all, it looks like the door is closed again for NeNe and Portia. Now they're saying that, you know, after NeNe posed, y'all, if I haven't seen the pictures, with a beautiful photo, y'all, of honey, seemingly intended, y'all, to shade Portia. Now, according to the reality star, however, she said it's no biggie, honey, because she doesn't owe the divorcing housewife anything but butt whipping. But she used the other word, honey. That's what NeNe said. Now, they was talking about the latest drama, honey, where Simon, honey, took to his Instagram, y'all, to show some love to his friend and his beautiful Miss Yasmin Abram. Now, they say it's unclear, y'all, if the soon-to-be single entrepreneur is romantically involved with Miss Abram, but they said in the caption, he noted that his beautiful friend has been there for him, y'all, way before all the BS. And his note, his sweet note, as they say, to Miss Abram appears to say, honey, and which they say she is a Houston-based tax firm, flash tax refund service person. She owns the company. And he said, keep winning. Very proud of you. And that's what he told her. Now, Rick, I don't know if y'all seen the picture, but it's amazing how y'all men have a type, because these women are all beautiful. They almost look like Portia. All the women, because he was dating, allegedly he was spotted with another woman, honey, a couple of weeks ago, and now he's with this woman here, honey, and she's a beautiful young lady, has a nice figure and everything, y'all, but, honey.
I'm holding people, auditions. Got to audition.
That's what it seems like. Y'all do that. Yeah. Men are pettier than women.
See who's up for the part.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
You know, action, ready, action.
That's already action, honey, but oh, my God. But that's sad. I mean, come on, Simon. Sit down, honey. We have never seen Simon do nothing like that before, but now he's out there doing, I guess they say, honey, if a woman could do it, a man could do it, too. That's why women need to be very careful of these men they dating, because they are very petty, and that gets to be on the, that start trending to queenish. So, congratulations.
No, it all right, moving not. On.
In other celebrity news, oh, Ricky, when I got this story, it brought tears to my eyes. And I know it's going to be sad to you, too, honey, because, you know, Spencer can't kind of cry, too, about it. But have y'all heard the shocking news that boxing superstar Sugar Ray Leonard, y'all, they say he's coming out and admitting, y'all, to being sexually abused by a man when he was underage, honey. Now, they're saying Sugar Ray was, honey, on, guess what? Keeping Up with Sports, y'all. That's Lamar Odom's new podcast with Miss Caitlyn Jenner. And he said some things to the world, Ricky, and it brought tears to eyes. Here's what he said.
and I was sexually abused by one of my trainers. And I kept that in my heart, in my head, for 10, 15, 20 years. I don't even know how long it's been. I never said anything, but when I did say it, I broke down like a baby. I cried so hard.
Whoever would have thought that he would have been through something like that?
You never know, man.
A lot of these people, man, they're taking advantage of these young athletes and getting them out there. And the same thing that happened with that situation with the gymnastics girl.
Yeah.
I just don't understand where these predators get into sports and start sexually assaulting our young athletes and stuff like that. Never would have knew in a million years or thought that he would been through something like that. That's terrible and heartbreaking.
Because they're easy targets, because you got to think about it. They spend a lot of time with these adults. They're unsupervised. They're in the, you know, the parents trust them. And so that's that, they're easy targets.
And they also feel like maybe their coaches are like their gateway to the thing that they're passionate about. And so if you speak up, it's like you're choosing between your integrity and your dream. It's real tough, especially at a young age. Like, how do you make that decision?
It's a mental side too, man, because as a young athlete, you think this could be normal, and they just kind of turn a blind eye sometimes.
How young was he? That's my question.
Because he said when he was underage.
Underage.
He's been boxing since he was like a teen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't think, I wouldn't necessarily call it coming out. I would call it, just having a conversation about that, you know, to protect other young athletes where they won't have to go through the same thing.
Yeah. I wonder how Caitlyn Jenner and what's it, and how they got, you know, that interview with him and got him to talk about that and stuff. Have you seen the podcast yet on Rock T?
Haven't seen it yet, man, but I'm gonna check it out, see what it's all about.
Yeah. Keeping up with sports. So they just stole that from Keeping Up with the Kardashians though, baby.
That's smart.
Yeah, I guess they was smart, hun. They gonna sue Bruce. I mean, they gonna sue Caitlyn. But anyway.
And Lammy.
All right, the cologne today, honey, is one of my favorite cologne. My cologne today, y'all, is Pastel Lilac. On the high end, you say Pastel Lilac, and on the low end, you say Beautiful Pale Purple.
Lilac.
That's your cologne for the day. Mm-hmm.
Y'all give it up for Gary with the tea.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truth. Black Stories, Black Truth is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. And let me tell you, these episodes speak to the Black experience. Recently, I was able to check out an episode called The Woman Behind the Montgomery Bus Boycott. Now, you know I'm from Birmingham, Alabama, so I'm always intrigued with historical events that have happened in my state. As I listened to this podcast and the voices, I felt the pain that these women went through as they told their stories. Lightweight made me angry, but it's history and these women lived it for us. One thing that I really enjoyed is that the episodes are not too long, and they give you just what you need. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Here we go! Wake up!
It's time to get yourself together. Cause he woke you up this morning, slid you in your house shoes, so we'd be better. Wake up! Encourage each other and be productive. The reason I want to show, want to know what you call it from. So come on and tell us, and just wake it up.
Hi, my name's Betty. and I'm calling from South Carolina, and I'm calling to wake up my son and his wife, Alonso, Sherelle Hardy, Gradock Hardy, Kathy. I'm waking up everybody in Ohio.
Reggie from Baton Rouge. I just want to tell my girl, Jakima, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Good morning. This is Latoya calling from Columbus, Ohio. I want to wake up my sorority sisters of Theta Phi Sigma Christian Sorority Incorporated. Wake up, wake up, wake up.
This is Reggie Black calling from the Sparkle City, Spartanburg, South Carolina. Wake up, everybody going to BMW. Wake up, everybody. Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Lock in. What's yours? Because we going to let them know.
We in Miami. Wake up. Seattle. Wake up.
And Detroit.
Wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up.
St. Louis.
Wake up.
New Orleans.
Wake up.
And Memphis.
Wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up.
All right, appreciate it, Brent.
You're welcome, Ricky.
Listen, all right, this morning in the DMs, we got a message from a man named Marcus. He just started dating a woman, but then he met her family and got a major red flag. Here's what's happened.
What up, y'all? My name is Marcus. I'm from Tampa. Got an issue going on right now. So my current girlfriend, who I've been dating for about 3-4 months, last weekend I went in to meet her family and all. And the situation was, it was her brother's engagement party. So when I get to the engagement party, I'm going to find out his fiance is a girl like she smashed at work. We kind of messed around for about pretty heavily for about 3-4 months. We pretty much ended it all when she told me she wanted to be more serious with her relationship. So I respected that. Well, after the the engagement party, whatever, it was kind of awkward between me, her, and my girlfriend. And I didn't say nothing to my girlfriend at the time, and I don't know if I should tell her or not, you know, because I know the four of us are going to be together. So what the hell should I do?
Wait a minute. Brad, run that by me again. He said, I'm confused.
Yeah, I'm just as confused as you are.
I got it. So he got a girlfriend.
Right.
Met his girlfriend's family, met her brother at her brother's engagement. The girl that her brother is marrying.
He had been smashed.
Is a girl that he used to smash.
For a couple months.
For a few months, because they was working together.
Right.
So, but apparently it was within the last year or so. So he stopped smashing, and then... Now they done came full circle and they met up, and he don't know whether to say something to his girlfriend about it. That, and I'm sure it was right. Awkward when the two of them saw each other.
So what's like, the question? Should he tell?
Yeah, he want to know. Should he tell his girlfriend?
I think he should.
I think he should, because it's gonna come out later and it's not gonna be good. So you better try to say something now.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're just gonna risk losing her. But you gotta say something. It's better to say it now, as soon as you see it. Like, oh, I didn't know that was your sister. Let me tell you what happened.
But apparently the girlfriend, the fiance was cheating. You know, she was, because they ain't just get engaged.
Oh, so they been engaged.
Right. He said he stopped messing with her because she said she wanted to be serious with her dude. So now they're about to get married. So apparently they've been together for a minute. So when
the question becomes, how much do he really like this girl, the sister? How much do he really like her and want to be with her? Is it worth telling? Because if you really ain't feeling her, don't mess up that whole family situation.
Right.
Just walk away from it altogether. You know what I'm saying? But if that's a woman that he really like and really interested in and want to be with, then you have to have the uncomfortable conversation. But if that's just a chick that you just kind of kicking it with, don't mess up nothing. Just walk away from all of
it. He said he wants to kind of get serious with
it.
Well,
you got to have the conversation. Yeah, at least tell your girl, and then leave it up to her to tell the brother.
Because if it comes out later, I'm going to feel like you were keeping a secret from me on purpose. So
yeah,
just say it now.
I'm listening to y'all. I don't think so, honey. I'm not saying nothing. You just, some things you have to take to the grave, honey.
But it's going to come out, though.
No, it ain't going to come, because we're going to just play like we don't know each other.
Me and Gary on the same page.
Yeah, because we're just going to play like we don't know each other.
Right?
I don't know. It's a brother and a sister. But, I mean, we can't tell everything. Some things you just can't tell. Just play like we don't know each other, honey. And you just move on. Because I'm not going to destroy a family. Because you're going to destroy that family by telling about
you. Yeah, you might not want to get married to the girl now.
Exactly.
Because he's going to find out that she was kind of technically cheating on him while they was going together.
Yeah, I may have to be with Gary and Special K on this one. That's a tough one.
That's a tough one. You just, honey,
because if they're happy, to the grave. If the brother and the girl, is the fiance, if they real happy and everything, it's like, yeah, that's... Yeah, that's a tough one, man.
You wouldn't want to know, Rock, if you were engaged to a girl.
I wouldn't want to know. But if I was on the other side, I don't know if I'd be the one to break the news.
No, I don't want to know.
You don't want to know if the person that you're about to marry
right.
has been cheating on you and you're about to take that next step to marry them.
I would definitely be cheating on that.
It's a yes or no question.
Well,
Gary.
It's a no. I don't want to know.
You don't want to know. So
they're going to be dishonest with you later
you
down
wanna
the line.
You want to start your marriage like that?
What did they say about what you don't know don't hurt you?
But you will find out.
But
we don't know. We're going to find out. If she's smart enough and not keep her damn mouth closed, they won't find out. If he's smart enough to like let his feelings show, they won't find out.
No, because you know what? Four of them going to go out to dinner. They're going to go on a little trip together, and you're going to feel that weird energy.
Oh, somebody going to have a couple drinks.
Because that's how women are. Yeah, yep.
And it's going to come out.
It's going to come out.
Unless you try to hit it again.
Oh, no.
That's not the answer.
I leave that alone.
One more time.
No, sir.
One more time.
Wait, not a church song.
All right, y'all. Chicken and Waffle Mix coming up next. Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truth. Black Stories, Black Truth is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truth collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. And let me tell you, these episodes speak to the Black experience. Recently, I was able to check out an episode called The Woman Behind the Montgomery Bus Boycott. Now, you know I'm from Birmingham, Alabama, so I'm always intrigued with historical events that have happened in my state. As I listened to this podcast and the voices, I felt the pain that these women went through as they told their stories. Lightweight made me angry, but it's history and these women lived it for us. One thing that I really enjoyed is that the episodes are not too long. And they give you just what you need. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Yes, sir. John Lyon on the ones and twos. Black Tony, what's up? Good morning, man.
Hey, what's up?
Good morning,
up,
Black
man?
Tony.
Hey, what's up, cuz? I'm going to see y'all in a little bit. I'm going to be up though. I'm going to be up there in a little bit.
Why are you not here now? You know what time the show start?
Shout out, I know what time the show start. I'm going to be up there in a few minutes.
So you calling us to tell us that you're going to be late?
Yeah, I'm not calling out. I'm calling y'all to tell you I'm be running a little bit late this morning.
You're 3 hours in.
Okay, well, that ain't got nothing to do with me. Ain't nobody tell y'all to start so early. I should start a little later. You know what it is, Shadi. It's traffic out there now. And plus, I'm at home.
Okay, if you come to work on time, you can beat the traffic because we have the show start at 5.
I was on time, Shadi. I got over. I got dressed. I ate breakfast. I did all of that. But then I looked.
What you have for breakfast?
Some serious. What else I'm having for breakfast? I ate some Captain Crunch. But look, actually, it was cranberry. But look, Shadi.
Yeah.
Talking
about the all crunch berries or the Captain Crunch with crunch berries?
Nah, the original cranberry with the little strawberry crunch berries in it.
Yeah.
But look, yeah. I can't come straight to work. I got to wait. It probably going to be 30 more minutes before I can leave. I'm waiting on my shoe screen to dry.
Yeah, it take time. I know how that feels, dog.
Yeah, because I got some brand new F-01, but them things crispy, too. Them things fresh.
Yeah.
But I had got my shoe screens had got dirty, and I can't come in there with Maria and Brad and Gary looking at me crazy because my shoe screen dirty on my F-01.
Why is your shoe screen dirty?
Cause I don't even know. I mean, I think my little nephew or something had probably
worn. How you drying the shoe screen? You just got them hanging up? Why don't you put the blow dryer on?
No, I got them hanging up. Well, I can't use the blow dryer on the electric cut off. But unless you want to send some money over here, get the electric cut back on. So I'm sitting up here in the dark with my shoe screens hanging. I keep touching them every few seconds to see if they dry yet. They ain't dry yet. So when they get dry, I'm going to put them on my shoes and I'm going to come down there. So I'll be over there. I'll probably be there about 10, 15. I'll be there.
Show be over, man. Show be over, Black, huh?
Oh, that ain't my fault. I'm still coming. Y'all send the daylight saving time. If y'all had the daylight saving time, it'll just be 9:15.
McDonald's is not new to chicken, so maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy, juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken, they're true to chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truth. Black Stories, Black Truth is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. And let me tell you, these episodes speak to the Black experience. Recently, I was able to check out an episode called The Woman Behind the Montgomery Bus Boycott. Now, you know I'm from Birmingham, Alabama, so I'm always intrigued with historical events that have happened in my state. As I listened to this podcast and the voices, I felt the pain that these women went through as they told their stories. Lightweight made me angry, but it's history and these women lived it for us. One thing that I really enjoyed is that the episodes are not too long, and they give you just what you need. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Jesus Christ is my name. He's the son of the original G, and he was sent to Earth to elucidate the way that we should be.
What?
Like if another MC says, you're a freak, you're a lame butt rapper, and your rhymes are weak. I don't get mad, and I don't creak, I forgive him, and turn the other cheek.
Hold it!
He's half man, half woman.
It's Gary.
I wanna hip you to the teeth.
Mm-mm, it's Gary, baby.
Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, America. Good morning to you. It's Tuesday, a beautiful, beautiful day in the neighborhood. And here's what's happening in celebrity news, y'all. LaMiya Good, honey. If y'all don't know that name, you're about to learn it. LaMiya Good, she's an actress, and she's the sister of Miss Megan Good. And Ricky, she is angry. Now, LaMiya recently called out the NAACP Awards for not honoring her sister, baby, at their 55th annual ceremony. Further claiming, y'all, that her 42-year-old sister never, honey, receives her flowers. Now, LaMiya is 44, and she said her sister loves her craft. She lives and breathes her craft, but still, honey, continues to be overlooked at award shows. Now, despite this, y'all, LaMiya knows that Megan doesn't need the damn awards. It's something, honey, she needs for her heart, because she knows, honey, that she is 10 toes down, and she knows exactly of the gift that God has given her. But I'm sick, she said, of not seeing my sister get the respect she deserves in this game, honey. And LaMiya also wanted to say she demands respect, honey, on her sister's MF name. LaMiya continued to say that she mentors, Ricky, young women. What do you want from this woman? She's a phenomenal actress. She has given so much to the industry over so many years. She's helped other people accomplish their goals in this industry. She's paved the way for other actors, producers, all kinds of people. I don't understand what more they want from her. She said, I'm getting sick of it. I'm disgusted. I just don't understand it. Can somebody please help me out? That's what LaMiya said. So, what do y'all...
I mean,
you are passionate about that,
baby. LaMiya is it? But Ricky, y'all, do y'all job for awards? Do y'all job for awards? I mean, you know, or do you do your job because you love your job?
I do it because I love the job. I don't expect anything, and when you don't expect anything, when you don't get nothing, you're never disappointed.
Thank you.
So I don't jockey for any. I didn't jockey for this job. Nope. I was in my office minding my own business, and the boss came in there and said, "Hey, here's what I'm like, okay." You know, I'm not going to be doing that because then you got to kiss butt. And then when you do all that, you owe people favors and all that kind of stuff. I don't ask for anything. That's why I don't like gifts and free stuff. I don't like it. I don't want to be connected to nothing.
There's been a lot of conversation about external validation, like wanting to be validated by some award show or by some group of peers. And you got to remember, you know, the value of being supported and loved by your supporters, your followers, your fans. I mean, to me, that's more valuable than receiving an award.
And how you going to bully your way into getting recognized?
Right. Because then it don't feel
authentic. People to recognize you.
You have to know your self-worth. You can't wait for someone to validate you. And you go crazy.
I don't like the idea that she calling out the NAACP. Was call out the damn Grammys and the Oscars too, honey. Call them all out. If you're going to call out somebody, don't just single out one group of people.
I mean,
call
I don't want to win an NAACP Image Award. You know, and then sometimes you got to realize it's not your time. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes God giving you an opportunity to develop your craft, develop your skills, and all of that stuff. And then when you get your reward, that's your time. Sometimes it's just not your time. I have a testimony behind that, but it'll take too much time. But that's how it is.
Exactly. So we're going to keep LaMaya lifted. But, I mean, hell, Megan helped. She helped a wounded animal. I mean, you know, Jonathan Majors was down and out. A woman honey filed charges on him. She picked him up and helping him get back, honey. Mm-hmm. She was married to a pastor, honey. He's praising the Lord, Devon. So she's done a lot, though. But, you know.
Do they have an NAACP category for that?
They should. Okay,
there's a lot of people that's done a lot of stuff, though, that didn't get recognized. What makes us? I mean, I'm not on making good, but what makes her special?
She just feels that she's been in movies. She's been doing this for 30 years, and she's still, nobody haven't given her, the award yet. So,
she should be grateful that she's been eating off this industry for 30 years.
There ain't nothing wrong with receiving, being recognized for your talent, but you don't want a trophy or an award to define you.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen,
so,
long as I get my check.
Yeah,
as I get my check.
And hell, you better get
that. I don't be giving a damn. You can reward yourself.
Listen.
Yeah, that's right.
So damn Dairy Queen is sitting in that damn parking lot and eat that damn blizzard with them Oreos.
That's right.
Come on, dog.
And then at the award show, you got to shake hands. You got to take pictures. Mm-hmm. I'm good sitting in a quiet parking lot and looking across the street watching them shoot and the police.
I got a trophy from Party City that says Comedian of the Year 2024.
Go on now. Make your own trophies.
That's what I'm talking about.
Me and my kids had an award ceremony and everything right there in the living room.
Yeah. So, there you have it. All right, moving on. In other celebrity news, they said Jennifer Hudson, honey, recently went public, y'all, with her relationship with Chicago rapper Common, which you all know that, y'all. Now, according to a new report, they're saying, y'all, that the actress and talk show host doubts that he is fully committed. You know, she said, she's wondering, honey, if I'm alleged if he's still not over his Playboy ways. Yeah, not ever saying after her engagement went south. You know, Jennifer was adamant, honey, that she would never marry again because, she was dating the attorney, David Utonda. But now, honey, they're saying that she's a little leery, allegedly, about Common. But, my thing is this, though, they're saying, Jennifer, she expressed this to Common, and Common told Jennifer, despite his past, honey, with so many famous women, he's in the relationship for keeps. They said, but Jennifer felt that way, honey, when she was engaged for 9 years and she didn't wind up getting married and wind up having a broken heart or what have you, back to square one. But they're saying, she kind of probably concerned about because, Common has been linked to some of the beautiful women in Hollywood, Erykah Badu, Serena Williams, Angela Rye, honey, and so on and so forth or what have you. So my thing is, if she feel that way, girl, just don't do it, honey. Just, let him go because I'm sure Common told all those other women he was in it for the long ride too, honey. And that ride got short. So, so Miss Hudson, girl, honey, head for the border because it just might not be what you want it to be.
But what if it is, Gary? We going to wish them love and luck and peace and joy.
Common got a doggone lifetime expectancy with these women. He stayed with them all for about a couple of years, honey, and they don't. And when it's time to get married,
He might have relationship ADHD.
Yeah, I think he probably does, honey. And, Miss Hudson, she's a sweet young lady. We love Jennifer Hudson, honey. But look at the other women that went ahead of her, honey. And, they didn't get a chance.
Man, you messy.
So, congratulations, Jenny. All right, I'm going to leave it right there. The color of the day, honey, is one of my favorites. The color of the day, y'all, is Pastel Lalique. On the high end, you say Pastel Lalique, and on the low end, you say beautiful pale purple. That's your color for the day, honey.
All right, y'all, give it up for Gary with the team.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning that chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truth. Black Stories, Black Truth is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. And let me tell you, these episodes speak to the Black experience. Recently, I was able to check out an episode called The Woman Behind the Montgomery Bus Boycott. Now, you know I'm from Birmingham, Alabama, so I'm always intrigued with historical events that have happened in my state. As I listened to this podcast and the voices, I felt the pain that these women went through as they told their stories. Lightweight made me angry, but it's history and these women lived it for us. One thing that I really enjoyed is that the episodes are not too long, and they give you just what you need. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Did you see that post?
People are talking.
Here's what's trending on the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
All right, Ricky Smiley Morning Show. Cardi B is going viral for her hot take on splitting finances and going 50-50 in relationships. Now, Cardi got real with social media users and seemingly gave them a reality check about viral debates surrounding finances and relationships. Here's what she said.
I feel like it's very controversial when, like, be like, oh, I don't go 50-50, but it's like, all right. So if you and your man make the same amount of money, right? But only your man is the one that's paying all the bills. How y'all ever gonna save up to, like, buy a house? Cause he's never gonna be able to afford to. Like, the internet really be having people f***ed up from, like, real reality.
Now, Cardi makes it clear that she believes that women and men should split the bills in half, and it is unrealistic expectation for women to want men to pay for everything while the women sit at home and do nothing. She also expressed that she and her hubby Offset split the cost of their Georgia mansion down the middle because they wanted to buy the home together. Now, keep in mind, Cardi's net worth is speculated to be around $80 million. Offset is speculated to be around $30 million, which I think is a lot for this.
Yeah, that's a pretty decent amount. Now, Cardi is not the only one with this belief. Last year, Gabrielle Union also revealed that she and her husband, Dwayne Wade, split finances down the middle. Now, this sparked a debate on social media whether or not it's acceptable to split finances between a man and a woman in a relationship.
Now, traditionally, men will handle the finances while women take care of the home. But gender roles have changed, and now that both people are working, should that change the financial dynamic? Should men and women split their finances 50-50? Special K.
Well, I think that's up to each individual household, you know, how you run it, how you run your house. Like, that's not how I do mine, but, you know, hey, to each his own.
Brett?
I just feel like everybody should just chip in and take care of whatever needs to be taken care of. No specific thing. Like, if a bill come, you just take care of it. Either person.
Maria, what are your thoughts? You've been married for a while.
Yeah. I mean, me and my husband, we have individual bills that we take care of, and we just pay those bills.
Right.
And, you know, it's interesting about our marriage. We've been married for 14 years, and we've never had a joint bank account.
We don't either.
Yeah. I have my account. He has his account. And I don't know. I think we both value financial independence, but we also understand the importance of right. us both contributing to the household. It works great for us.
Me
it works
too.
Great.
Yeah, all right, Rock T, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, me and Chris are the same way, man. We just, the bottom line is let's get the bills paid. And, you know, she has her account. I have an account. We do have a joint venture account together to kind of handle all the bills and stuff. But as far as the money that goes in there, it's like, as long as it gets done. We don't be tripping about that. We don't make a big deal about it as long as it gets done.
I remember when Brad first came on the morning show, you know, she was having some concerns about a joint bank account. She thought it included something with marijuana. I was like, no. This is
just a- you know what?
I remember that, dog. Yeah, Brad.
Standing at the ATM waiting for that weed to come out.
Wow.
Put in for a $20 bag. Ain't nothing came out yet.
I'm going to let you have it.
You know how to throw some shade every night. Yeah. All right, Gary,
all
come
time.
On, girl. I know you finished.
Yeah, I don't understand it, though, how y'all do. I mean, so if we both split in the bill, so what we do? So we get to the table, the house knows $1,000. Here, you give me your $500, I give my $500. Is that how you do it? Because I didn't grow up seeing that way. My daddy paid all the bills, and that was that. Now, in today's time, I think if you're going to split the bills, I think maybe the man should pay, you know, the major bills, like the house note and all that. And maybe the wife, if she works, should pay the utilities and the ancillary stuff. And, you know, do
that's
it that
kind of how it works with me.
Ancillary. Yeah. What ancillary mean?
Like, you know, the small thing, like, say, the light bill, the water bill, you know, bill, the phone bill, what? How the hell? Oh, Lord, I was about to curse. That's ancillary.
Yeah. And it also depends on who's more responsible with the finances. You know, it may be the wife.
Now the perfect scenario for me is I pay all the bills, but if you can help me, manage everything and help me save money and put me in a position that I can continue, that we can continue to grow together. I don't care if it's a joint account or a separate account. My thing was, even when I was married for 12 years, and my wife never paid a bill. I bought her a car, and she never paid any bills. I paid them all. I still had a part-time job and doing open mic night, you know, starting my comedy career. I just watched my grandfather take care of my grandmother. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just kind of a little old school. I would never ask a woman to come into my home and pay any bills.
But you know
all.
What? A lot, Ricky, a lot of women feel like that leaves them in a vulnerable situation. It, like, if your husband is paying all the bills and you're not making your own money, it's like, what if he cheats on you? What if, you know, you want to buy something and you have no
have
means
to
do it for yourself?
Yeah, mm-hmm. She'll have her money to keep or whatever. Yeah. Because I'm just not going to lean on her for no kind of finances. But if she helped me manage what I have, I would really welcome and appreciate that, because I'm not a control freak or whatever, but I'm just not going to be stressing her out for bills. She can take her money and go get a massage, get her hair done, you know, do things that she like to do, go on her once a year girls trip or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I'm just a little bit old school,
yeah,
but I'm not judging anybody else for their decisions. We got any calls? Let's go to the phones. Good morning.
My name is Nick, and I'm calling from Daytona, and me and my old lady just put all money in one pot and pay it all together.
Yeah, I'm kind of from Houston, Texas, and I'm from the old school. If you get married, I'm not talking about a relationship, but if you are married, you are one. So splitting the bills 50-50, I think that's for just when you're dating.
Maryland, and calling from Houston, Texas, and I believe in three accounts, his, hers, and the bills.
This is Dottie. I'm calling from Augusta, Georgia. I say yes, I did that in my relationship, especially if the woman is working, if both parties are working, I think they should split the finances in the household.
Hi, I'm Dennis calling from Orlando, and I think the couples should not measure 50-50. Everybody should just go all in and just come together. That way it's not imbalance or checking to see who's doing what.
My name is Alisa, and I am calling from Ohio. I truly believe that they should be able to put their finances together and, you know, split it, going, you know, as far as like the bills or whatever that needs to be done, because it makes it easier on the next individual. It makes it easier for the household, and it gives you room to do more.
Yeah, I don't think women should be splitting that, but I think men should just be leaders and have like control of their own bills and what they pay for. If it helps their situation, then for sure, but if it's not needed, she can do whatever she wants with her bread.
Yeah, and there are a lot of stay-at-home men. That let me tell you something of value. People talking about stay home and do nothing. If you got kids, you know, It is an all-day thing. I get off the air and immediately go in there and finishing up laundry and cleaning up the kitchen and getting clothes together and ironing and all that kind of stuff. Don't act like anybody that stay at home. It's some value to that.
Yes,
it's some
Ricky.
Value because you would pay somebody else to do it. It is a lot getting kids' clothes together and organized and ready for the next day and meal prep and cooking all during the week. And by the time you're done, kids are coming home from school. Like real talk. That's a lot of value. So that unless you got somebody that's just lazy that stay at home and playing video games or just doing nothing all day playing with their phone or whatever, that ain't no mate right there. That's just somebody that's just lazy and just in there for the free ride. But man, when you can get two people working together and you got a really good system going, no matter what your finances are, you can have a nice, happy, cozy, comfortable life. So if you couldn't get through, hit us up at rickysmilethemorningshow.com. All right, Rick Smiley Morning Show. Hey, it is about that time. Jeff Johnson got three things you need to know, 14 before the top of the hour. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, my dear brother, and good morning all. How y'all feeling this morning?
Good morning.
What up?
Jeff, bless.
Man, listen, how excited are you all that it looks like the former president may not have the money to pay his bond?
Mr. Billionaire, Mr. Multi-billionaire, I'm worth $10 billion.
With all of these claims about how much money he has, it really looks like he is going to have to get rid of a considerable number of properties. And if not careful, that those are going to get seized. And what we know about the former president is, and he's got a pretty sizable ego. And so this isn't a question of whether or not the bond is going to be able to be paid. This is a question of how it's going to be paid. And so clearly there are enough assets for him to cover the bond. But with the image that he has of his billionaire status, as well as his ego, this cannot play well for him as he continues his bid towards the White House.
What do you mean by that, Jeff?
Well, so part of his persona is either one, stuff is fake news, or it's a witch hunt. But he has been so adamant about what his actual financial status is. There's no way this can be fake news. You either have cash or you don't have it. There's no question about your ability to pay a bill. Like if you go to a restaurant and you either are in the kitchen washing dishes before you leave or you get arrested, that means you didn't have the cash for it. There's no way for him to spin that it's fake news that he doesn't have the cash or that or something else. And so part of his persona has been, I'm the billionaire. And he's pushed back all of these claims about not being one or push back claims about the amount of money he actually has. And so this is one of those things that's going to be difficult for him not to lie about. Now, it doesn't mean that any of his supporters are going to care one way or the other. They're still going to label this as an attack. But this is one of those areas that's going to be really difficult for him to spin, because it's been one of those that he's been so deliberate about his brand being a billionaire that it's going to be hard for him to disrupt this one. The other piece is that as we think about what's coming by way of the his legal challenges, I don't believe that any of these legal challenges translate into jail. I think the question for us is the legal precedent that continues to be set. And I would love, Rick, at some point for us to have some attorneys on, not to necessarily talk about the cases, but to really talk about how this series of Trump cases sets new case law and precedent in the country. Because that's right. The one that's going to be really interesting. Before I get out of here, y'all, I want to celebrate Regina King. If you all haven't seen, she is going to play Shirley Chisholm in a Netflix special. And for those of you that don't know who Shirley Chisholm is, In 1972, the congresswoman from New York was actually the first black person to run for president of the United States. So without Shirley Chisholm, there would have been no Jesse. There would have been no Obama. There would have been nobody else. And I am so excited about what this means, not just for entertainment, but for the lifting of a legacy of a woman who I don't think gets enough credit. And is not widely enough known. Big up to Netflix. Big up to Regina King. And celebration to Shirley Chisholm. Those are three things I got for y'all. Absolutely love y'all. Have a fantastic Tuesday. And I'll talk to you on Thursday.
Hey, we love you too, Jeff, man. That's good stuff right there, y'all. Jeff Johnson, y'all, listen. More Rick Smiley Morning Show coming up. All right, time for Rick Smiley Morning Show. Fantastic show! Let's go! Let's go, Fantastic!
Like all that Krispy Kreme, I'm too hot!
Ha ha! Come on!
Off the Burger King grill, I'm too hot!
I turn it up, Super Dave. Play it again, Super Dave. Fantasia on one. Fantasia!
I'm too hot! Yes! Like the light on that, the Krispy Kreme, I'm too hot!
Would you stop at the spin?
I'm too hot! Hey, like a hot pocket in the microwave. I'm too hot.
Daddy, hey, Fantasia. Fantasia, I know you in your car. Twerk that thing, Fantasia. I'm going to give you 2 seconds to twerk that thing, Fantasia. Let's go turn it up, Super Dave.
Come on.
Daddy, Fantasia.
Ricky, get up! Get up! Stop!
Kiki, let all four of the windows down in the car, because I know it's hot. It's got to be hot in that car, because I know that's one of Fantasia's favorite songs.
You ain't lying, Fantasia. Please, unlock the window. Unlock the window, please. Thank you. Stay breathing. Stay breathing, doggone. Windows all fogged up.
Because I'm too hot. Thank you. Don't get jealous. I'm about big in my back for the summer. I'm about big in my back.
Right.
I'm going to be a hot girl for the summer.
Hey, Fantasia. So the summer is coming around. I know you're excited. Are you still doing Uber? Are you doing Lyft?
I'm doing both. I be Ubering, eating, lifting. I be lifting people's food up right over the stairwell. So I do. I lift whatever you got to eat, I'm lifting. And I bring people their food, drop them off. A lot of people go out. I drop a family off. Tell Kiki, who I dropped off?
This white family.
Right, so this cruise ship. They going on a cruise. I don't know where they going. I dropped them off at the port. So.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Say what, Fantasia?
White man, I tell you, yeah, gals, you're going to help me with my bag. I don't get out no car. I pulled them up right close to the boat. Damn, take your own. Get on the boat. Hey, I'm too hot. It's too hot. I don't get out the car. You must have thought I was. He thought I was going to get out the car. And took me out about five bags.
Hey,
cooler in my trunk, huh?
Hey, Fantasia, where you took him? You took him from Fort Lauderdale down. You took him down to the port in Miami.
I picked him up from Hollywood.
What'd you say?
Picked him up from Hollywood. They took him over there to Fort Lauderdale to the port.
Okay.
The dog show up and try to holler at me. The dog on the board of the boat, raving at me, talking about, hey, sexy Slim. I knew he was lying. I ain't Slim. Hey, Slim. Boy, please. Holler at me in the summer. I'm going to be,
Hey, you're going to be so high this summer. So what you doing about your back? What's up with your back? You saying something about your back?
Well, I went to the mechanic to see if we could let the air out. Went to the tire shop. The best he could let the air out. But
I'm out your back.
Yeah, he said the PCI too high.
Oh.
Right.
PSI. Mm. Let the doggone air out. Let the damn air out. That didn't work. He didn't plug my back. Didn't work.
Hey, so Kiki, where y'all going this morning, Kiki? Where she taking you? Is she taking you somewhere, or you just riding with her?
She want me to go with her to get a consultation from this little doctor. I told her it's a waste of time because she got to work out. Eat better. Stop eating these people's food. Stop.
Right.
Girl, you just ride with me and see what he says.
Hey, Fantasia, how many times you stop at Wawa a day?
Four, five times on the average, about four, five times. Them people talking about they're going to give me a parking space dedicated to me because I'm always there.
Right.
They got a glazed, an old-fashioned glazed donut. They said come pick it up about 2 o'clock because they put the new ones out there. So, he just got to get out the car and go get it because they talking about they're going to bring it out to me. They'll do curbside.
Right.
Can he go in there, full glaze, crispy, glaze, old-fashioned, two sprinkles, a honey bun, get the 6 to 8 ounce.
Yeah.
Tommy.
No, slush. You're slush.
Slush on top of donuts?
Yes, boy. You know how good that is? Sometimes I dip my donut in the slushy.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of sugar. That's a lot of sugar. Y'all give it up for Kiki and Fantasia. Hey, Fantasia. Hey, pick me up on the airport Thursday.
I got you. Just text me what time. As long as we can stop at a Wawa after I get you. I'm good. I'll pick you up.
And let them know. Let everybody know if they need a ride, Fantasia.
If you out there, you need a ride there. Oh, by the way, you need a ride, too. Oh, girl, Fantasia.
News headlines, entertainment, sports. It's the front page on the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
You got your front page right here, Maria. Good morning.
Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, RSMS family. Here's what's happening in news. The family of Kaylee Gain, a Missouri girl who was critically injured during a fight 10 days ago at a St. Louis high school, said she still hasn't regained consciousness. Video shows the 16-year-old was punched during an altercation near Hazelwood East High School on March 8th. Last week, the St. Louis County Police Department wrote in a Facebook post that a 15-year-old suspect was arrested March 9th and was being held by St. Louis County Family Court on assault charges. In other news, we've been talking a lot about former President Donald Trump. He cannot find an insurance company to underwrite his $464 million bond to cover the judgment against him in the New York Attorney General's civil fraud case. Now, in order to stop the state from enforcing the judgment, he has to come up with this money. Now, if that doesn't happen, New York Attorney General Letitia James will be free to start going after Donald Trump's prize properties. Now, how many people voted for Trump?
74 million. And if all of them sent him like $7 a piece, they could pay his fines. But they ain't going to do that.
So in terms of how much he's raised so far, I think that would equate to about 2 cents per.
Yeah. So far, on average, he's raised about 2 cents per voter.
Yeah. Two pennies.
Yeah. So all they ain't supporting him like people think he is.
Yeah. Yeah. Lastly, how do you feel about your pay frequency? A study of 2,000 employed Americans found that about 70% think the modern workplace is stuck in the last century. 57% say the traditional 9-to-5 schedule does not work for them. 67% say getting paid once or twice a month is outdated. I kind of agree with that. And the average employee runs out of money about 12 days after receiving their paycheck. 64% of employees would prefer to be paid every week. I'm Maria Moore, and those are a few of today's news stories. For updates and headlines, go to RickySmileyMorningShow.com. Rock T, what you got in sports?
March Madness is on its way real soon, man. The brackets are open. The challenge is on. Have you made your Final Four predictions? And can you pick better than Reezy, the sports genius? You're going to have your shot, man. Follow my Instagram page at Rock T Holla, and let's get it popping. And don't be surprised, I'm going to put this thing out there, if more people are watching the women's tournament over the men's tournament. It's really that lit.
Shout out to WNBA Minnesota Lynx, former WNBA player Maya Moore. They're going to be retiring her number 23 jersey. First pick in the 2011 draft. She got four WNBA titles, six-time All-Star. She only played eight seasons, but the girl was a beast when she played, man. So big ups to Maya Moore. She's going to be getting them flowers. Former Chicago Bears quarterback Justin Fields. That's right. If y'all don't know, he's been traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers, Rick. Everybody,
it should start, and should probably start.
I don't know, man. You got Russell Wilson's over there. That's what everybody's saying. Why would you get Justin over there when you already got Russell? And I get it. Russell is kind of nearing the end of his career, but he's still Russell Wilson. He's going to be the starting quarterback. Justin's going to be the backup.
Russell Wilson would serve better. I mean, he's a great quarterback, but I think he would serve better as a backup. I really do think Justin Fields should absolutely start. Well, that's just me.
I think Tomlin's game plan is kind of that, but he's Russell's going to start. Justin's going to be the backup so he can kind of learn and kind of get knowledge up under Russell. And then Russell's not going to be in Pittsburgh long. And then, of course, Justin's going to take over of the Rams. So I like the plan. I like the game plan. Yeah. It is what it is, man. That's my quick sports report right there. Brad got the hot spot happening right now.
The hot spot.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
So hot and
miss hot. You can catch me at the hot spot. It's the
BRAT. Time for the hot spot. What up,
Brat? What up, Ricky? Good morning, everybody. I'm your girl, Brat Tat, and this is the hot spot where we bring you music, movies, and more. So let's get off into it. R. Kelly's attorneys urged the federal appeals court to overturn the singer's sexual abuse convictions, warning that the case against Kelly stretched federal racketeering laws to the point of absurdity and could potentially turn college fraternities into illegal conspiracies. At Monday's hearings, Bon Jean repeatedly told the judges that the government had failed to prove that members of Kelly's organization knew crimes were being committed, meaning the RICO law didn't apply. She said, for instance, that staffers didn't know of that the women were underage. But Assistant U.S. Attorney General Kayla Cruz Benting, urging back for the government, sharply rejected the claim. She said the defendant had a system in place that lured young people into his orbit and then took over their lives, she told the judges. Kelly was convicted on 9 RICO counts and sentenced to 30 years in prison. Oh, goodness. Moving on, y'all. Fat Joe's rubbing elbows with some of the top politicians in the country, specifically Vice President Kamala Harris, and he's also sharing his solutions for some of the country's greatest issues. Now, Joe met up with the VP and led a panel regarding criminal justice reform, featuring Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear and White House Director of the Office of Public Engagement, Steve Benjamin. The combo featured a few other prominent criminal justice advocates and three recipients of marijuana-related pardons. Okay, Joe. Fat Joe expressed his gratitude for how his journey through hip-hop had landed him in a close relationship with the vice president, who he apparently met through his healthcare reform group, Power to the Patients. Now, Joe even sat down for a private conversation with Kamala, where the two talked about healthcare price transparency and other issues close to Joe's heart. So that's pretty amazing. All right, y'all, we're going to wrap up the hot spot on that note.
Guess who Fat Joe doing the show with next week? Joe.
Joe and Fat Joe.
Really?
Where's that buzzer when you need it?
Sleeping. Oh, my God.